Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for January 27th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. And ICHS now provides degree programs as well. Visit ICHSworld.org for more details. Encrypted news, the Russian Yeti has made another video appearance. A popular hangout for the Yeti seems to be Russia, as plenty of stories, videos, and photographs seem to originate from this region. The latest video was captured during an investigation of the Adygaya Republic area in southwestern Russia, just west of the Black Sea. In what is now being referred to as the Snowy Woods video, a creature was seen at fairly close range running from right to left of the video and then away from the camera, all in about 9 seconds. Is this a hoax? Is this just to drum up tourism? Was it just someone wearing heavy clothes or in a costume? Or was this the real deal? Well, I would have to say yes. Probably, more than likely, and probably not. When one thinks of Bigfoot, we tend to think of the Pacific Northwest here in the United States. Granted, we know that they've been sighted in every state with the exception of Hawaii. Bigfoot has also been seen on every continent as well, with the exception of Antarctica. But what about the United Kingdom? A recent story mentioned that there are well over 200 accounts of Bigfoot sightings, including 50 in Scotland. A 41-year-old psychologist has decided to join the British Bigfoot research team in hopes of finding answers from a childhood sighting of a 7-foot-tall creature not once, but twice. It seems odd since the United Kingdom is devoid of most large animals, with the exception of domestic cats and dogs, that now live wild. Well, the Shuckster is back in business. Literally. Carmine Tom Biscardi has been working the past year to get a new business off the ground. He is offering an initial public offering to help fund his new venture, Bigfoot Project Investments. He is hoping to make as much as $3 million by selling movies and DVDs, and probably scams along the way, and hopes to create a budget of just over $100,000 for yearly expedition. So far, Biscotti has generated a whopping $6,000 from the startup since last year. Well, I for one will not be buying any stock in that company, or I'd be willing to bet that they would actually use any of the money for legitimate research. Biscardi was at the heart of the 2008 Georgia Bigfoot hoax that included Matt Whitten and Rick Dyer. Biscardi claimed he was a victim, even though he seemed to steer the boys through the end of the hoax and attempted to cover things up at first before bailing out on them. Dyer, on the other hand, seems poised to take over for the aging Biscardi as the main shuckster for the Bigfoot investigation field. In UFO news, the same group of folks who pressured me into talking about the Mars rover mysteries has also urged me to talk about the UFO sightings surrounding the International Space Station. Last week, the fourth such UFO sighting was reported by those who were intently watching live footage and waiting for anything to show up. This latest footage shows a ghostly object on the screen that is more than likely a smudge on the lens that was illuminated by the bright light as the ISS moved through daylight. An interesting sighting a few days before this one shows an object appearing on the horizon as the International Space Station moved toward the horizon. Suddenly, the high-definition camera cuts off and is replaced by a message stating that either experiments are being conducted or there is an issue with the camera. Seems like a conspiracy. Yet as we watch, we know the space station is moving toward the horizon, and if this is the moon or a bright star, that movement will cause the object to seemingly rise over the horizon naturally. There is no evidence that this is an unexplainable object, but it is also noted that there is no explanation given. Unfortunately, due to the overwhelming requests and finger-pointing towards NASA, the space agency refuses to comment on UFOs or explanations about what is in their videos. This isn't as much of a cover-up as it is a reaction to the mounting ridiculous and ongoing accusations by a small group of viewers. And in other news, I recently returned from a cruise to Mexico, where I was able to visit three different Mayan ruin locations. The first, San Gervasio, located on the island of Cozumel, was not large in the scale of size or area of ruins, or even the height of the ruins, but it had some of the most colorful and interesting stories. Our guide, David, was born and raised on the island and comes from Mayan roots. He was also trained as a tour guide at a university on Cozumel. He told us of the standard stories of Ixchel, the goddess of weaving, women, childbirth, and more, and that the site was a mecca for Mayans all over the Yucatan region to venture to at least once in their lifetimes. He also shared some other stories with a few of us that were highly of interest to me. One story surrounded the fact that the site closed every day at 4 p.m. Well, I assume that this was because the site is owned and operated by the Mexican government. He stated that there was an eerie feeling about the site and that many people reported the feeling of being watched. I had to admit, when I first walked up upon the site, I got the same feeling I get when I arrive to a genuinely haunted site, a noticeable tightness in my stomach and an ultra awareness of my senses. Again, I never claimed to be psychic, but I have been able to feel a site like this in the past, and when he told the story, it felt like my instincts were acknowledged. He did say that many claimed to have seen figures also moving throughout the forest. He also stated no one wants to be near the site after sundown, not just because of the ghostly activity, but due to numerous lights in the sky that seem to concentrate near San Gervasio, near the center of Cozumel. While Mayans were quite short, men averaged 5 foot 2 inches and women 4 foot 8 inches tall, and it was Mayan custom to slope the forehead from childbirth, a story surrounding one of the buildings centered on a stolen skeleton. The skeleton was shorter than average height, but believed to be an adult male. The skeleton had extremely long and thin fingers and a large conical-shaped head. The skeleton was supposedly stolen in the 1970s, shortly after discovery, and has not been seen since. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings, the Grand Dark Conspiracy will be having another paranormal roundtable on Friday, February 6th. Join Dan along with myself and fellow co-host Dave Considine as we discuss the world of ghosts for 2 hours. Might seem like a long time, but we intended to cover UFOs, cryptids, and ghosts in 2 hours, and, well, we didn't even get ghosts pushed in there at all, and we kind of squirmed around some of the other topics. So this is going to be a really, really interesting show. Feel free to call in, or at least listen in, as this will be a unique opportunity to hear about this field from two varying points of view. And as far as conferences and conventions, we have the Dead of Winter Festival coming up February 7th in Decatur, Illinois, and currently have nothing on the calendar for March, and plenty of stuff starting in April. So if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Brian Parsons reporting.